Folk Place, a setting UNC students pass through on a daily basis. The sound surrounds you. Crickets in the early morning. A squirrel rummaging through the bushes. Students walking and talking to and from class. But a new sound has been added to the mix. One a little more startling than the rest. Earlier this summer, the UNC Department of Construction Management and an independent contractor started a project to examine and repair steam pipes underneath campus. A main problem with the lines was older insulation that contained asbestos fibers. The massive project extends from South Columbia Street to Joyner Hall. That's all of Central Campus. While most of the work goes on underground, fences and construction sites are scattered throughout campus. And some students, like sophomores Brianna Balkley and Kendall Thomas, aren't the biggest fans.
I think it's unfortunate because it ruins the ambiance.
Yeah, that is sad, especially like when the weather's so nice, like right now, you want to take advantage of the nice grassy quad, but it's not very nice right now.
Senior Kamul Olia says the construction puts a damper on his senior year.
It's kind of destroyed the view from Wilson Library and then from the top of the quad also. We have a beautiful campus and they kind of took that away from us. Or my last year, it seems like we'll have construction the whole year.
Now, a couple of miles away from Polk Place and the noise, Associate Director of Construction Management Dana Leeson sits in a conference room. He talks about the progress of the different sites on campus while flipping through construction plans. The black and white mapping of Polk Place is familiar to him.
I've been looking at it until I'm blue in the face, you know, trying to figure out ways to get things done earlier.
Leeson says the project is on schedule, set to finish in March.
The life expectancy of a steam line is typically 40 years, and this was put in 1940. So you can see it's been extended, and that's part of this project is to analyze what the pipe is like, as well as the tunnel that it's in. And in order to do that, we had to take the asbestos off the system.
Leeson says they are carefully removing the fibers to keep them from getting into the air. He says an improved steamline system and insulation should lower heat and energy loss, saving the university money along the way. Construction management also hopes to leave Polk Place in better shape than they found it. They've added storm drains to fix flooding and added sod.
Now just please bear with us. We're trying to get it completed as quick as we can and reduce any sort of pain that it is for the students and the staff and the faculty.
Back on campus, major work seems to be finishing up. The sounds of engines starting and shovels scraping against the dirt are replaced by students stomping on bricks, heading to lunch. Areas fenced in for construction are slowly shrinking, and soon all sidewalks will be open again. Senior Kamu Ilolia said he may need some extra incentive in order to get over the construction.
They could sweeten the deal with a little inflatable water park maybe here. That'd be cool, a little slip and slide down. But don't mess with UNC aesthetics because it's too pretty.
Until March rolls around, students will have to do their best to deal with the construction in the quad and all around campus.